successful recruitment is a must for any organization to grow in size and strength. This goes for clubs, civic outlets, and terrorist groups. Regarding the latter, that recruitment has targeted youths around the world, including here in America. Case in point, the New Jersey native who later moved to Alabama, the woman who joined ISIS when she was 19, but now she wants to come back to America. Fortunately, the president said, I don't think so. The FBI is currently investigating radical Islamic terrorist plots and activities in each of our 50 states. How does this recruitment take place, and is there a way to extinguish it? Joining us now with a solution is a Muslim woman who speaks out against radical Islam. She is a founding member of the Muslim Reform Movement and a board member of the Clarion Project, Raheel Raza. Thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure.
Websites for you to be aware of, clarionproject.org/PVE. That's the Preventing Violence Violent Extremism that we'll be getting into. MuslimReformMovement.org. And Ms. Raza is on Twitter at Raheel Raza. We have all those over at our website. Let's talk about the degree that radical Islam is recruiting our youths. Why are the youth the target, and what makes them apparently an easy target?
Well, you know that radicalization can affect children of any age, and it can affect all children. Youth can be radicalized by race supremacists, by religious extremists, in this particular case of radical jihad and social militarization. And the extremists are very clever. They prey on those children who are vulnerable. Now, the question is, who are most vulnerable? And this is what we explain in our training program. They are children who are ostracized, are not popular with their peers. They are children who feel abandoned either because of, family issues or being left out. They are children who don't have good relationships with family, or they don't have friends. And there are children who have mental health issues. In fact, one of the very worrying concerns is the recent exposure of the fact that these extremists are targeting children who have autism, because they are not able to, distinguish clearly between what is right and wrong. So we at the Clarion Project believe that once a child is on the conveyor belt to radicalization, it's nearly impossible to get them off. So what we need is prevention. We can stop kids from being pulled onto the conveyor belt in the first place, but that needs awareness, it needs understanding, it needs education. And we are presenting this training program to parents, teachers, community, law enforcement, so that they can look for the signs and know how to respond.
And it's certainly a better way versus trying to get someone back after they fall prey to the terrorist groups. Because, again, using the Alabama woman as an example, this isn't someone who simply said, oh, that sounds like a fun thing to do, I'll go over to Syria, wherever she went, and join ISIS. She was, at least through social media, a very hostile actor in the work of ISIS. She, in fact, became a recruiter in many ways.
Absolutely. And this is what happens, that those who are recruited will and can eventually become recruiters because they have already been brainwashed into the ideology. And this idea that, these young women, there are more than one across the Western world who have gone across to become ISIS brides, that they were unaware or that, they were so innocent that they didn't know what was happening in the world of the Internet that we are living in today, with these gory images of beheadings and killings by ISIS. It's naive to think that they were not aware of what they were heading for. What they were looking was for excitement, adventure, some kind of a romance. Now, there have been very few, probably one or two women, who have come back and then have, switched over to now helping those who get radicalized, who have totally changed their ideology. And they speak about their own experience. They talk about the fact that they were alienated from their families, they were searching for something, and in this space on the Internet, they found a welcoming group. They found adventure. They found romance. They thought it was going to be romance, but when they get there, it's too late to do anything and turn back, especially if there are children involved. And I think that is one of the concerns that really bothers me as a mother and a grandmother, that you know, these children, born or unborn, you know, by no fault of their own, have now been associated with this radical ideology. And it's frightening.
It is indeed. We're talking with Rahil Raza. She's a founding member of the Muslim Reform Movement, a board member of the Clarion Project, which has just launched the Preventing Violent Extremism program. And you can learn more at clarionproject.org/PVE. Rahil is on Twitter, at Rahil Raza. You are listening to Issues and Ideas. Has it been important that now, in the during the time of the Trump administration, we actually say the words radical Islam versus the previous administration, which that was all but erased by any official American government vocabulary?
Oh, absolutely. This is a whole new, refreshing way of looking at the situation. Under the previous government, you couldn't even articulate the term, leave alone do something about it. You know, under the present government and the leadership, this issue has been addressed. And I believe that this is a very positive way to move ahead, because when we can talk about the virus, you can then find a cure for it. And that is the first step in dealing with an issue. And this is why we have created this training program with the Clarion Project, so that we can travel across the country and speak to those people who are connected to youth and who are dealing with youth, so that they can understand what the issues are at play. They can understand how radicalization works. What is the process of recruitment? How to identify the tendencies in a child that would potentially make them vulnerable? And then how to meet the emotional and psychological needs of these children. So as a second step to this training program, there is a documentary that the Clarion Project is releasing at the end of April called Kids Searching for Paradise, which is about how hate is taught to young children. And in that, there are interviews of mothers whose children have been radicalized, who said, if we had known before what we do now, if we had known what signs to look for, maybe we could have intervened. And then we will have webinars with psychologists and those who can speak about emotional intelligence and help parents, teachers, counselors to deal with these issues.
To the layperson, even to a trained educator, it might sound like a heavy load to carry, because it's something that's unfamiliar territory, which is the value of what this program, Preventing Violent Extremism, is going to provide the people in the key positions. But maybe just to simplify it for the person listening right now, it seems like these youths are in need of a sense of belonging, and it's just a matter of getting them to a positive sense of belonging before the evil tries to perpetrate what they do on them.
Absolutely. You've nailed it. Now, it shouldn't be so difficult for parents and people to understand. If you look back in time and you see that there were drug gangs and there were cults, and they used similar tactics to recruit for young people, and they also targeted those young people who are vulnerable. So the only thing is that this particular jihadist ideology has a religious flavor, so it's done in a different way. But it is absolutely the same dangers that we want to warn our children about as they're growing up. You know, the dangers of drugs, the dangers of too much alcohol, the dangers of cults. So unfortunately, because of political correctness and a push from the regressive left, these issues are not discussed openly. You know, there is a gag on free speech. And so we need to be able to talk about the problem before it becomes a problem. And that is what we are trying to do.
And there are people who fear saying the wrong thing, but if you say nothing, that creates even a bigger problem, which is, again, the value of the Preventing Violent Extremism program being offered by the Clarion Project, which you can learn more about. More importantly, bring it to your location and to get ahead of the problem, as opposed to having to respond to the problem. There's a novel idea. clarionproject.org/PVE. We've added that link to our website as well. Rahil is on Twitter at RahilRaza.com. Along with being a founding member of the Muslim Reform Movement, she is a board member of the Clarion Project. Rahil Raza, thank you so much for the wisdom and the education, the opportunity to learn more that you and the Clarion Project provide. Thanks for being here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.